405, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday. We've got a half an hour thereabouts. John Reed, the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor, he'll be joining us. We'll chat about the campaign, find out if State Senator Ghazala Hashmi has responded to his invitation to debate, to talk about the issues, to, you know, just hang out and chat about stuff. Normally, it seems that she has a megaphone and an offensive sign supporting really bad people, but I don't know, maybe she can get all straightened up and actually come out and have a debate with her opponent for what I consider to be a very, very important office. We'll see. Again, I don't know. But maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't happen. But maybe it's possible. We've got a lot of stuff that we are trying to get through as we head through the afternoon. A couple of things that I just wanted you to be aware of. We have another crisis in the city of Richmond, or do we? And there's a lot being made of the fact that the Richmond Police Department has told an ATF special agent, hey, you can't use our system to look stuff up if you are doing immigration-related things. And I know the way this goes. I really do, and I can see the way some of it is going, and people are throwing this person under the bus and that person under the bus. My sense, and that's all I can ever give you, is my sense, is that it's probably more ado about nothing. Not much ado, but more ado. It's not complete and total, but part of this is that you have a number of federal agencies that have been charged with helping the immigration sweeps. And because you have left-wing politicians like Dr. Donny Avuli, who, you know, is all on board with illegal aliens, following up on LeVar Stoney declaring Richmond to be, quote, a sanctuary city, that this now becomes more political than it does law enforcement. So there will be some, I know, who start tossing the law enforcement folks under the bus for this. I will tell you, I don't think it has anything to do with them, realistically. I think it has to do with politicians who are staking out little pieces of territory. And ultimately, what will have to happen, and I guess what is happening, is that President Trump and Tom Homan and Kristi Noem and the rest of the folks at the federal level who are really charged with this are being deployed all over the country, looking for illegal aliens, arresting them, and taking them through the process. We'll talk more about this with Tony Pham tomorrow. Tony's a great guy, as you know, and Tony is also a dear friend. Tony is in our regular rotation, taking his place in the batting order. We've got a few folks like that. We're always happy when they can make some time. Tony Pham, and Congressman John McGuire, Congressman Rob Whitman, a lot of great people. I'm taking a look at I think it's a pretty interesting article. This Zohran Mamdani, who is this Jew-hating, America-hating communist who could very well become the next mayor of New York City. He lied about being black on his college application. And you would think that would be a thing, right? I mean, the New York Times, for God's sakes. The New York Times. They did the report on this. Wow. And you know the weird thing? Nobody cares. Oh, well, you know, he's a good upstanding leftist, Jeff. Elizabeth Warren, hashtag Pocahontas, the liar from my other beloved Commonwealth, Massachusetts, spent her entire career lying about being a Native American, claimed she was Cherokee, got all sorts of jobs, special jobs just for her, so that the universities who hired her could say, we have now hired our first ever Native American full professor. And she wasn't Native American by any stretch of the imagination. She got away with that. I think the last person to be held accountable for that was that Rachel Dolezal. Remember her? Now, part of it is that she was just flat out bat crap crazy. Pretended. And I mean pretended, like went to extra sessions at the tanning salon, used skin coloring, used all sorts of treatment on her hair, and she was the president of the local branch of the NAACP. Ain't that a blip, huh? But I think she's probably the last person to try and run this game that's actually been held accountable. You know, if you're on a certain side of the political spectrum, I guess you could just say or do whatever you want and nobody wants to ask you any questions. I did mention that John Reed's going to be with us at 4:35. I just want to remind you a little bit of what Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears had to say yesterday. Let's start with her unapologetic, full-throated, hearty endorsement of John Reed. Cut number
we
one.
Also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor and John Reed, because I tell you, because Allah Hashmi is crazy. This woman is the one who put in the bill that said mothers are going to be called birthing persons. I don't know, Jeff. I haven't seen a birthing person card for Mother's Day ever. Call me what I am. I am a mother. I am a mother. I'm not a birthing person. Don't erase women, which is what the Democrats are doing, the ones who claim to love women more than anybody else.
Yep. I'm just going to leave that right there. She's right. She is absolutely right. You know, there's another little piece of that, though. How about cut number two from Lieutenant Governor Sears? Folks, it's horrible to think that there are folks listening right now, Lieutenant Governor Sears. They have daughters working hard, trying to get an athletic scholarship, and it's going to go to some boy who failed the softball practice, but all of a sudden shows up in the girls' league taking that scholarship. I got to tell you something.
And just imagine the girls. Imagine your daughter having to undress in front of a boy. You're a boy. Why? That's trauma. That's trauma that you're giving my child. Parents don't want that. My opponent also supports that. The little ticket of them on the other side supports that.
Yeah. It's absolutely appalling. I don't know how anybody in their right mind says, sure, that's appropriate. Does that mean you're out of touch? You're just out of step, Jeff. You know, I mean, everybody's doing it now. I don't think so. Well, you just hate. No. This is how the left ends debates, if they ever show up for them in the first place. They claim with zero credibility, with zero evidence, that you're just a hater. Or you're a phobe. Do you think that a loving father who says, I don't want my young daughter being forced to undress in front of a guy or two guys or three guys in their locker room. You think he's a bad guy, huh? You think he hates people? Sounds to me like he loves his daughter. Do you think that a loving father and a loving mother who get up early in the morning to take their daughter to swim practice, because swim practice is early. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. You got to be there in the water. You think those parents are bad people? They're evil. They hate someone because they said, my daughter has competed her whole life against other people's daughters. And you know what? She's really good. She's good enough. She's getting a scholarship to a college. We couldn't afford college any other way, but now she's getting it. And then some mother and father bring their son to practice, and he's grown his hair a little bit longer and announced that he's actually a girl, and he steals her scholarship. No, it's just not the way it's supposed to be. I think it's pretty straightforward. I think it's pretty simple. I really do. James River Air text line 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Are you getting anything on Prime Day, which is now Prime 4 days, Amazon? I got a laptop. We haven't opened it yet, but I got one. It's here, and tonight my IT director and I will sit down, and I will scream, and she will try and get it set up for me. But anything you've seen on the Amazon Prime days that you think, hey, everybody should know about it, or now that you've got yours, you can share it with everybody? 833-804-1140. Let me know if you have found just the best thing over on Amazon. 833-804-1140. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. 422, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA. And for the record, Your Honor, it ain't my fault. Right, Germ? Isn't that's one of those technical old legal terms. Not my fault. That was that weather. Look, we got a lot of weather stuff going on. And some pretty severe thunder boomers that are going to be passing through. You got to be aware of that. So that's what's going on with all of that. Nothing I can do about it. It's important. Pay attention. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, can you please ask John Reed if we can order lawn signs directly from the printer and pay for them ourselves? Okay, I will absolutely do that. Another 804 says, Jeff, directed at the Richmond Public Schools, how about teaching students how to read and write and just forget about all the name changes for a while? That would be a good idea. But then that would require the nominal superintendent of the Richmond Public Schools to actually give a crap. And, well, sorry. Dave says, hey, Jeff, this may not be a burning issue, but I am a loyal listener every day. I wanted to let you know I took the advice that you gave to Rich regarding white bread, Duke mayonnaise, Hanover tomatoes, salt and pepper. It was fantastic. Thank you, Dave. Well, thank you, Dave. I appreciate that. Let me tell you something. There are certain things that don't need a lot of help. No, I'm not one of them. Believe me, I need a lot of help. I need a lot of help with everything. But Hanover tomatoes, yeah, you know what? They're about as good as they're going to get. I actually went last night. We've got a local farmer who Heidi discovered, and a really super guy. Guy's name is Eric. And so we ran out of the Hanover tomatoes. That we are eating per person probably a full Hanover tomato each and every day right about now. We really do love them. But anyway, so, well, you know, go over to Eric's place. And, all right, well, you know, Harry and I were out. We had to run a couple of errands, and Harry's brushing up on his driving because he hasn't done it in a while. So I said, well, let's go to the farm. And so we went over there, and these Hanover tomatoes, God, they're beautiful. And then Eric said, well, corn, do you want corn? And I said, well, yeah, we love the corn we got from you. He said, well, all right, well, hang on a second. And he took out his machete, and he walked into the cornfield. And for a moment, I'm thinking, is this like a Stephen King novel? But it wasn't. No. It wasn't an M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong movie either. No, he went out there with his machete and cut down fresh corn for us. So thank you, Eric. Really, really appreciated it. John Reed is going to be with us in a moment. Has he gotten an answer from Senator Hashmi? 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. If you were here yesterday, then you heard Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. Well, you know what? Maybe you weren't here yesterday. Germ, can you give us a piece of Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears?
We also got to make sure we get our Lieutenant Governor in, John Reed, because I tell you, because all I have to me is crazy.
All
this
right.
Woman.
That's enough. No, I mean, we'll take it from there. I was very happy to hear that. I thought that was excellent. The Lieutenant Governor's phone wasn't cooperating all that well, but, you know, wasn't on us. All right, so, are we ready to roll? Some of us, I think, have been rolling since the beginning. Nobody had to wait to get on board. John Reed is my friend, as you know. He used to host the show here, Richmond's Morning News, each and every morning, and is now the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. Now, I know he has been everywhere and has been 110% on board with the unified campaign with Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears and Attorney General Jason Meares. John, thank you for being here, sir.
I am so glad to be with you. This gives me a break up here in D.C., Jeff, because I'm having to do the candidate thing of begging people for money, which is a little better than standing on Broad Street with a cup, but not much.
It is one of the many reasons, sir, that I have a zero interest in running for office, because it does seem to be almost a full-time job for you guys.
Yeah, you know, I like the campaigning part and meeting people. Last night I went to an event, and I didn't speak in public at all. I just listened to a group of women from a lot of different backgrounds talk about the trouble they've had accessing health care, especially in the rural areas of Virginia. And I was just taking notes and listening. That part I like. And the idea of being in Richmond at the Capitol in January as the lieutenant governor and using conservative principles to try to help people solve their own problems instead of using government to fix things, and there's a subtle difference that's not so subtle in what I just said. That's exciting to me. The talking to people about money is not very exciting. It's kind of humiliating, but whatever.
Well, but you know what? You got to do it, right? We need signs. Got to
do it.
We need signs. We need brochures. We need palm cards. We need ads. You need all of it. That's all.
And I never got that Fox News job that paid me $5 million a year. That would have solved a lot of problems. But anyway.
Yeah. Well, listen, you're running for the right reasons, though, and you have been running, I would say, consistently and honestly and openly since day one, right? I mean, here's who I am. Here's what I believe. I've been fighting for the right things, and you're welcome to vote for me. I'd love your vote. This is something I must ask you about, John, because the only critique I've ever had of you, as you know, is that, man, you are just too damn nice. You got that whole Southern gentleman thing going. Somebody reached out and said, I saw a picture. John Reed was talking to Abigail Spanberger. What gives? Well, all right, Mr. Reed, what gives?
Is that a crime? Well, you know me, Jeff. I invited the Democrats on the morning show regularly. And and at the beginning, they came on and I tried to shut up and let them speak, you know, and I wanted to be fair. It all changed when I had that run-in with LeVar Stoney when he was mayor, and I felt like he, to be honest with you, I think he lied to me the week before, and I politely said, you know, I don't think you were very honest with me, and I don't think that guy was used to anyone challenging him, and when I did, boy, he stopped coming. Everybody, all the other Democrats stopped coming. And then the criticism started being directed at me. I was like, wait a minute. I really am trying to give people a chance to speak. And if you don't want it, that's on you. But you know, when I saw Abigail Spanberger, I actually didn't see her. I saw the Democrats. And I thought, you know, it's 4th of July. And today is a day that we celebrate America. And it should be a day of great unity, even on the right and the left. So I said, hey, Democrats, it's a day of unity. I'm so glad to see you. And then they kind of parted, and there was Abigail Spanberger. Yeah. So I thought, well, heck, I'll go up and speak to her. It's fine. I think her husband was right there. I shook hands with him. I think it was her husband. And you know, it was like a two-minute conversation. It was nothing big. Right. But she was very polite. I tried to be polite. I mean, like, it's weird how many people are shocked by this interaction. It was basic decency, and honestly, that's what I want to bring back to Virginia if I can.
Yeah, Absolutely. Those of us that that know you, the many, many people who have listened to you over the years, watched you over the years, know that's exactly at the center of what it is that you are trying to do. Have you heard back from Senator Hashmi? You offered, I thought, a rather gracious invitation to participate in 10 debates around our beloved Commonwealth. What'd she say?
Crickets. I haven't heard a word. And I mean, look, 10 debates, the idea behind that was 2 debates in every region of the state, right? That way it's not just the same old big 30,000-foot level type questions. You get to actually delve into the concerns of the localities in which you're debating.
Right.
But, I mean, not to say nothing? Come on, what's going on here? And I don't think Virginians are going to accept anybody running for statewide office who is not willing to stand on a stage with their opponent, and you have my commitment that I'll try to be as dignified and as gentlemanly as possible, but, you know, you got to answer for your stupid votes, and you got to answer for your really bad policies, and, you know, take your best shot at me if you want to also. Let's let the voters see us in action.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for Lieutenant Governor. John, I don't know exactly where you were yesterday or what you were doing, but in the 4 o'clock hour, Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears was here, and she made very clear, you just heard the little clip, she wants everybody out there voting for you, working to help you become Lieutenant Governor. I was happy to hear that.
I was very happy to hear it. I was listening to you for that hour. I was driving around. I had a bunch of meetings in Richmond, and I was very thankful to hear that on the radio, and I'm appreciative of that. You know, every speech I give, I talk about supporting Winsome and supporting Jason. From the top of the ticket to dog catcher, Republicans have the best ideas. They've proven that they work. I think Governor Youngkin has delivered for Virginians, and I would like to help build on that with this team. And I appreciated Winsome saying that yesterday.
Well, that is wonderful. Tell us about the biggest of the big issues for you. Lieutenant Governor Sears yesterday really talking about immigration and how the spam burger model, and we've heard the sound from her, she would just let everybody stay. She's not concerned with the gang activity. Is that number one for you, or is there something else you're focused on?
Well, immigration is real, and I was driving earlier, and I did hear you talking about the situation in Richmond. Of course, I always respect your assessment of law enforcement issues, not having been a police officer myself. When you start talking about it, I'm interested. I do think there's a problem, though, where the default position with law enforcement isn't to support other law enforcement when they're actually enforcing the law. And the fact that Richmond City seems to have decided that they're going to be something of a sanctuary city, that's just unacceptable. It's the capital city of Virginia. The law is the law. If you don't like it, you can lobby to have it changed and get people to vote to change it. That's fine. I mean, I'm going to argue that we should limit illegal immigration and get rid of the people who are here illegally, but we can have that debate. But you don't get to pick and choose, and a lot of people are really hot about it. And you know where it's surprising? It's people who have blue-collar jobs who feel like they're being undercut by illegal immigrants who will take less, sometimes not even minimum wage. They're getting paid under the table. And American citizens are getting screwed over here, and they don't like it. And I think that's why they voted for Donald Trump, to be honest with you. And I think that's why they want somebody who's kind of hardcore on this in Richmond to stand up for their rights.
Yeah, people are desperate. People are desperate. Those folks who are going out and calculating their hourly wage are saying, if somebody's coming out here and working for $2 an hour less, that's it. I make $0 an hour. There's something wrong with that. The most passionate folks, in many cases, seems to me, John, and of course you're out throughout the entire Commonwealth, so you know better than I do, but it seems to me that first or second generation immigrant families who have said, wait a minute, we played by the rules. Yeah, it's a pain in the rear end. Yes, it takes a long time. Yeah, it's expensive. But by God, we're happy to be here. And no, you can't just jump the line. They seem to be the most upset about it.
Oh, yeah. And one of the things I'm doing as a candidate is talking to people that Republicans normally don't talk to. Yep. So I am trying to reach out to churches and synagogues, and I'll be going to a couple of Islamic mosques mm-hmm. to try to find some people who agree with us on a lot of issues who have been neglected by our party in the past. And I, you know, the immigrant community feels very strongly that they did obey the rules, that they are abiding by the law now, and they don't like being undercut. And I think that's a point of commonality for us that will be, I don't want to make everything political. It'll be successful politically, but that's culturally where we need to be.
John Reed is joining us. John is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, running very, very hard, doing, I think, a great job. You mentioned culturally, one of the things that has become an issue, and again, Lieutenant Governor Sears mentioned it yesterday. It's something you've talked about as long as I've known you. This idea that there are guys in girls' locker rooms, there are boys stealing scholarships from girls, and the left just seems to think this is fine.
Yeah, it's outrageous, and they're going to be taught a lesson this year. Most Americans, and certainly most Virginians, are not on board with this very bizarre redefinition of gender. You're a boy or you're a girl. You're a man or a woman. And if you come to me and say you have feelings, listen, I work around and work with people's feelings all the time, but we're not going to destroy every element of a stable society in order to accommodate someone who is not dealing with factual biological truth. And if you're a mom or a dad and your daughter is competing at Godwin High School in Henrico County, playing volleyball and basketball like my sister did, mm-hmm. I am not going to allow the next generation of young girls like my sister was to be disenfranchised while I am an adult in a civilized society. This is insanity, and I do think most people know it. And the Democrats are making a big mistake, like Ghazala Hashmi, pushing the birthing mother stuff. That's so offensive. You know, I'm not a mom, and I guess Ghazala Hashmi is. It's shocking to me that she's willing to go along with that stuff.
It is insane. It is insulting. Absolutely insulting. To everyone, and you know Heidi. Heidi is not necessarily, quote, a political person, and people say, well, you know, she's a suburban mom. We know how she's going to vote. I'm thinking, yeah, not so much. She is so thoroughly insulted by that birthing mom crap. It just, her head could spin. It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
John, we mentioned money. And some people don't, right? I mean, well, we got to be honest about it. Some people go, oh, man, I'm going to ask for money. But you know what? If this message is going to get out there, if people are going to hear my friend John Reed, if people are going to hear the former host of Richmond's Morning News, the guy from Channel 8 who has these great conservative values, these great conservative opinions, well, then you got to raise money. So remind everybody how they can help you out.
Yep, it's johnreed4virginia.com, all spelled out, R-E-I-D, johnreed4virginia.com. And one thing I want everybody to know is, you know, I quit the radio station on January 27th. Hmm. So it was my decision, and I own it, but I'm operating without a salary right now. Thank God Alonzo still got a salary, because mm-hmm. we'd be in trouble. Okay. I mean, that's how seriously I'm taking this, and I'm working my butt off every day, not just so I can be lieutenant governor. That's not the goal. The real goal is to make sure that Virginia doesn't backslide into some crazy leftist lunacy that will forever change the economic and social landscape of a wonderful place to live and raise a family. And I looked around. I was like, I got to do whatever I can to save Virginia. It's my home state. I was born here. My family's here. There are generations of people in my family from Virginia, and it's not going down while I'm alive. I'm not allowing that to happen. So if you've never given to a campaign, I know you kind of think, why would I give money? It costs money to run this stuff, and you should at least feel confident I'm a good steward of, and I'm working my butt off for you.
Absolutely. And I know people want signs. I'm looking at the James River Air text line. How do we get signs? Can we buy signs? Is there a way that we're going to get more signs, John? Because you did share with us, they're like $5 a pop these days.
Yeah. And on Friday, the John Reed store, that's opening on the website, johnreedforvirginia.com. So you'll be able to get the signs. Plus, I've now brought a guy in who's going to, he is going to be putting some miles on his car, taking signs to the local GOP offices. Excellent. So that, you know, folks can pick them up. I'm so appreciative of the people who want to show their support. That really means a lot to me.
Well, there are a lot of people that want to do exactly that. Again, johnreedforvirginia.com, johnreedforvirginia.com. John, I always appreciate you being here, my friend, as I try to do on a regular basis. You please give your mom a great big hug, because we love Mrs. Reed. Judy Reed's an amazing woman, and she's got a pretty cool son.
You're so nice, Jeff, and thank you for always having me on the air. I'm really appreciative. Tell everybody hi for me.
We'll do that. John Reed for Virginia.com, 453. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.